Attorney General Derek Schmidt has one thing going for him in trying to unseat the Democrat governor. He's a Republican. And as Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, he's blaming the incumbent for inflation and accusing her of shutting out parents in how public schools are run.
During a recent campaign rally in Shawnee, prominent Kansas Republicans vented about rising prices. They fumed about school closures during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they pointed the blame at Democrats, like Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall told the Republican crowd it needs to elect Derek Schmidt to change course.
And join me in welcoming the next governor for the great state of Kansas, Derek Schmidt!
For his part, Schmidt cast Kelly as another, well...
She knows that she has chosen a side with the Biden Democrats. She knows she is in lockstep with that leadership in Washington, and she knows that is not in step with the majority of Kansans' values.
He says Washington Democrats are killing the economy and that Kelly has made things worse by not cutting more taxes. Take the food sales tax cut. Republican lawmakers passed a cut in 2019 by adding it into a bill with other tax relief plans. Kelly vetoed it because of budget worries. Then she and Schmidt both called for phasing out the food sales tax late last year. Republican lawmakers passed the cut in the spring and Kelly signed it, but it doesn't begin until January.
If the governor had just signed the bill when the legislature put it on her desk in 2019, the food sales tax today would be half what it currently is, on its way to zero in January.
Schmidt also hammers her on education. Kelly takes credit for fully funding schools after a Kansas Supreme Court ordered the state to make changes. Schmidt says Republican lawmakers should get the credit. And he says Kelly has failed students in other areas and angered Kansas parents. He pounds on it in this campaign commercial.
I'm a mom of five. The school lockdowns were hard on my children and every Kansas student.
He attacks her for a veto regarding transgender athletes and girls' sports, blocking a bill that would have given parents more say over classroom lessons and for closing schools when the COVID-19 pandemic emerged in March 2020.
Derek will fully fund our schools, keep kids in the classroom, and empower parents so every student can get the education they deserve. Derek Schmidt.
Schmidt has never lost an election in 20 years in Kansas politics. He's been the state's lawyer for the last 12 years. He's sued the federal government over Democrats' immigration policies and is trying to block Biden's federal student loan forgiveness. He also joined the Republican-led lawsuit challenging the 2020 presidential election results. Earlier, he held a seat in the Kansas Senate where he was the Republican Party's leader. Back at the rally in Shawnee, William Service, an Overland Park resident, says he likes Schmidt's record and for standing firm on conservative issues like abortion.
I'm a Christian conservative, and pro-life means a lot to me, and so I'm going to vote for him.
Despite Kansas voters overwhelmingly rejecting an amendment to the state constitution that would have opened the door for a total ban on abortion, Schmidt says he still opposes access to abortion, and the fight isn't over. His campaign won't say if he would sign off on new restrictions, but he promises to defend state restrictions currently in place and suggests Kelly doesn't want any.
Her views on this, as best I can tell, are far out of the mainstream. I've yet to hear her articulate any restriction on access to abortion that she would support.
But questions exist around Schmidt's ability to rally enough votes. Polling shows a tight race. Mary Frances McGowan of the National Journal says some Republican strategists are nervous Schmidt could lose a winnable race.
Hasn't really necessarily been doing everything possible to excite his Republican base.
McGowan says Schmidt also needs to fight off a challenge from the right. State Senator Dennis Pyle left the Republican Party to run as an independent. He says he's running to
be a conservative on the ballot against two liberals, Kelly and Schmidt.
He could take away some conservative votes that Schmidt will need to win. Election day is November 8th. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.